Grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Ephesians chapter 2, you were dead in your trespasses and sins. Ezekiel 36, 26, I will give you a new heart, a new spirit, and I will put it in you. Isaiah chapter 62, as the bridegroom rejoices over the bride, so shall God rejoice over thee. There's a not too well-known Greek legend about a king who was the king of Cyprus. His name was Pygmalion. Pygmalion fell in love with a statue that he had created with his own hands. He fell in love with the statue. He took his particular problem to Aphrodite in prayer, and the goddess answered it, his request, by making that statue come to life, enlivening her into a beautiful young woman called Galate. Of course, Pygmalion married her. I've been told that the reason why we continue to study Greek legends, and all legends for the most part, is that most pagan legends are a reflection of the truth of God that God has given unto mankind so long ago. At worst, they're distortions of Christian truth. This legend of Pygmalion and Galate bolstered this theory. Perhaps, like Shakespeare, we might sort of crush this up a little bit and make it bow to our will. The analogy of the legend is striking. You were the statue. You and I, dead in our trespasses, in sin, cold, stony, and broken hearts, dead and trespasses, dead in our sin, just like the stony statue from Ephesians chapter 2, you were dead in your trespasses. Like Ezekiel 36, I will give you a new heart and a new spirit. I'll put it into you. We were stony, stone-hearted, as our text read, stony and dead, stone dead, you might say. Like Pygmalion, God was in love with us, despite the fact that we were dead in our sins and dead in our trespasses and had stony hearts to boot. And that love of God for us was every bit as unreasonable, it was every bit as irrational as Pygmalion's love for his statue. That God would notice and see anything good within us and then choose to do it, anything about it, to fix it. As in the legend, it is impossible. The impossible has happened. The statue has come to life. The stony heart beats again. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1, you were dead in your trespasses and sin in which you had walked, following the curse and the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, that spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience, among whom you once lived in the passions of your flesh, carrying out desires of the body and the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, like the rest of mankind. However, God, being rich in mercy, because of his great love for us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. And this grace of God has saved you. Crush Pygmalion down just a little bit farther, and we make it bow just a little bit more. And yes, like Pygmalion, God has married his one-time statue. We are the bride of Christ. And God has made that happen. Out of his great love for his creation, out of his great love for you. Isaiah 62 talks about it. For Zion's sake, I will not keep quiet. For Jerusalem's sake, I will not be quiet until her righteousness brings forth like a brightness, and her salvation a burning torch. And the nations shall see your righteousness, and all the kings your glory, and you shall be called by a new name that the mouth of the Lord shall give unto you. And you shall be a crown of beauty in the hand of the Lord, a royal diadem in the hand of your God. And you shall no longer be termed forsaken, and your land no longer be termed desolate, but you shall be called, my delight is in her, and your land married. For the Lord delights in you, and your land is married. For as a young man marries a young woman, so your sons marry you. As the bridegroom rejoices over the bride, so too does your God rejoice over you. And the changing of the statue into a person, Aphrodite, worked directly and independently. But in changing of us, God has worked through his Son, Jesus Christ. God has quickened us. He who gave us this heart of flesh, and is he who has married us, and by his death upon the cross, he has killed our transgressions. He has killed our sin. And that old part of us lies dead and dormant. Christ has initially, he has done that which was impossible, to make the stony heart beat again. He has brought us to spiritual life. He's rendered us, as Isaiah puts it, marriable. And the miracle isn't finished yet. Even though we've emerged from one death, a spiritual death, we're headed for another death, a physical death. And when that physical death happens, I'll have no idea. You'll get hit by a bus later on today. How is it going to happen? I don't know. Bus, snake bite. I might drown in my own pool. Who knows? But as sure as taxes, death is hunting me down. Give us a couple of centuries and we'll be reduced to dry bones, as in Ezekiel's text. The hand of the Lord was upon me, and he brought me out, and the Spirit of the Lord set me down in the middle of a grand valley, and it was full of bones, and he led me around them, and behold, there were very many on the surface of the valley, and they were all very dry. God says that he'll assemble those bones, that he has the power to assemble those bones, that he can put flesh upon them, that he can put sinew on them, that he can put the breath of life into them. He said unto me, O son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord, you know. And he said unto me, prophesy over these bones and say to them, dry of bones, hear the word of the Lord. And thus says the Lord God to these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter you and you shall live. Hear the word of the Lord and live. He continues in verse 8, I will lay sinew upon you, and I will cause flesh to come upon you, and I will cover you with sin, and I will put breath upon you, and you shall live, and you shall know that I am the Lord your God. He will endow this assemblage with breath, his breath, his spirit put upon us. Hear, O statues, hear, O stony hearts, hear, you dead ones, hear and live, that you will live again and fully live eternally, as the Lord God Almighty has decided. And the marriage will be complete. And just like all the fairy tales of old, we will live happily ever after. The only difference is this isn't a fairy tale. This is the truth of the Word of God made manifest in your lives. God has made you alive. He's put his spirit within you. He has fulfilled the promise to his disciples, and that promise was fulfilled in Pentecost. And the Holy Spirit of God was joined to baptism and put into each and every one of you, and he has made you alive. He has put his spirit within you. Praise be to God, for we live. Amen.